Robot or not?
Robot or not?
John, I got a lot of email from a lot of people at robot@theincomparable.com asking questions that are very similar to what I think is our canonical episode about a lot of robots, which is the Roomba, where you decided that the Roomba was sort of like the lowest base level of robot, because it is a robot. It bounces around. Sure. Some of them know where they're going, but like they're doing their own thing. They're autonomous. They're roaming around. They got a plan. They got a mission. I've heard from a lot of people. So Ryan wrote in and said the grain weevil is, it's like a Roomba, but for grain silos. It goes around inside a grain silo and does like grain silo things. Drives autonomously, requires a body, prevents harm to humans. Okay, wait a second. That's Asimov. That's not us. Pat wrote in and said, hey, I've got a robot lawnmower. I have a defined work area, defined a schedule and a pattern, and then I just let it go. It does its thing. It parks. It recharges itself before the next section. I even get surprised sometimes when I see it out working. Is this a robot? I think so. Now, my feeling here is that we could probably assure Pat and Ryan, yeah, those are robots, because if it's like a Roomba, but in a different context, but still being like a Roomba, I feel like we've reached that base level that we need to remind people of, which is if it's a Roomba or like a Roomba, it's a robot, because the Roomba is like the base level of robot. Fair?
Yeah. Minimum viable robot. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. The MVR. 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 So the grain weevil, which is, you know,
a terrifying name.
It is, but it's like it just zips around. You can check it out at grainweevil.com. And there are some terrifying clips and stuff of the grain weevil in action.
It's got evil right in the name.
I know, but it's weevil. It's the lesser of two weevils.
I know.
So it zips around inside. They're like, yeah, I mean, they're basically Roombas that are clearing up the grain. I've got the grain.
What is it doing to save people?
It's clearing out the grain so that an encrusted bin, they say, of grain. They don't have to send a person in there, which could be dangerous.
The grain weevil goes
around and kind of stirs.
So the grain weevil is doing the jobs
the
that the humans can't do. I thought maybe it was somehow changing the compaction of the grain so that if the human fell in, they wouldn't die.
They're sweeping it so it sort of doesn't get encrusted on the sides and is therefore safer, and people don't have to go into a grain silo.
Taking jobs from humans is what you're saying.
No, I think not. I think it's keeping humans from dying. I think.
But again, because the humans would otherwise have to be scraping the grain themselves, right?
Yeah, I would say for the robot lawnmower, which is a fun idea as somebody who, when I was a kid, mowed like an acre of lawn. I mean, it sounds like a great idea. I think the only limitation would be if your GPS-enabled robo mower, Pat, if you had a computer program where you put down exactly where it was going to go, and if there was like a fluffy bunny in the middle, it wouldn't know to avoid it and all of that. It just kept doing the path. There is a scenario in which this mower would not be a robot. It would be just sort of a program peripheral, but I don't believe that's the case. I am pretty sure that this robot has sensors and has, you know, some planning, and you basically say an area and a method of mowing, you know, up, down, left, right, whatever it is, and then it just does the rest.
Yeah, if there was an exploited low-wage worker somewhere on the other side of the planet remotely controlling your lawnmower, not a robot then.
Right. That's right.
It would be the Amazon approach.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, it's a Mechanical Turk for mowing. It's not. Anyway, I don't have a very large lawn. I have a very tiny lawn now because I'm trying to conserve water, but I do like my little backyard grass. But I have had those thoughts of like, oh, robot lawnmower would be so cool, but I'll just have my stupid Roomba instead. But congratulations to Pat, who has a robot lawnmower. And the grain weevil, it's a thing. Congratulations to listeners who now know the grain weevil exists.